Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. I tell you, yes, it is. And some would say, now I know where you live. And it's storming, it's thundering, it's lightning, and it's raining, and so forth and so on. But it's still a good day. Yes, it is. It is still an absolutely good day. And I'm delighted to be in this day. Amen. God is good. Why? Because God is in control. He's in control of everything. He's in control of me. He's in control of you. He's in control of the lightning, the thundering, the rain. Oh, yes, he's in control. Yes, he's in control of absolutely, positively everything. And sometimes we get frustrated. You know, we have tendencies, and let the devil try to override you and overrule you. But nevertheless, you stop. Inhale, Jesus. And exhale. Thank you as the frustration comes out. I'm telling you, oh, this person doing this, trying to do this, and trying to, and so they try. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, none. I don't care how it try to look like it. I look like they're accomplishing their evil task, but no weapon. No weapon. On the job, no weapon. No weapon formed against you. This is supposed to be the last day you were supposed to be late. We pray that God give you favor because of the weather. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. So we truly thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy and his grace. But this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. Hey, hallelujah. When you're a child of the Most High God, when you are a child, he didn't say you weren't going to go through some things. He did not say that everybody was going to love you. He didn't say all the ones who were supposed to love you were going to love you. But he loves you. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. If God loved you, wait a minute. Because there are many gods in this earth. But the only true and living God, that's the one we're talking about. The only true and living God, when he loves you and you are his child, he fights your battles. Why do we get frustrated? Why do we get dismayed when you know very well God sees and God knows everything? He knows the intent. He knows the heart. He knows the meaning of words and smiles. He even knows the heart of those around you. Those who say they love you and don't. Those who say they're your very best friend and they're not. And you say, well, why is she coming up with this negative stuff? Because it's very positive. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. He's your friend. You have a friend. It's just a reminder. Don't put anyone where they should not be. You won't be disappointed. And don't think you're supposed to. You may have a lot of acquaintances, but it won't be a whole bunch of buddies and friends. There's only one or two, three, maybe in a lifetime. Your friend. Your friend. Jesus is your friend. don't ever forget it. And filter everyone through Jesus. That's right, his blood. Remember, we talked about this some time before. When someone comes into your presence, you say, Lord, why are they here? What is the purpose of them being in my presence? Yes. And if we haven't asked, we ask now, Lord, why is in my presence? What is it that, is there something I'm supposed to accomplish? They're supposed to accomplish everything, everything. Be anxious for nothing. Who I finally found your friend. Be anxious for nothing. Mature up. I know we can be hurt and desperate and really need some help, but you can have an associate. You can have helpers, but they're not your friends. They can be kind to you, and you can be kind to them, but they still may not be your friend. Look the word friend up in your strong concordance. See what a friend is. And always pray about it. Because it may be you that needs to help them more than they need to help you. Be clear on it. Be clear. And that will eliminate a lot of frustration. Oh, yes, it will. It'll eliminate a lot of frustration. I think I told you. No, let me do this. Because I just get all carried away. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, Called to Pray. And we're just enjoying Jesus, hallelujah, this day. Drink your coffee, drink your tea, drink your milk, your Kool-Aid. No. Someone had not mentioned Kool-Aid to you in a long time. What did she say? Your Kool-Aid. That's right. And your lemonade. Now, some of you may be in a cold climate. Understand that. And some of you may be in a hot climate and you don't want to have nothing hot. I understand that. A nice cool glass of lemonade or tea. But for me, it's coffee or tea in the morning, hot, regardless of how hot it is outside. Amen. Yes, indeed. That's just my preference. That's how I was brought up. We had hot tea in the morning. That's right. Amen. Amen. But we'll just move on and talk about some very serious things this morning. And that's the island of Maui in Hawaii. The death toll is rising. And the island looked like it's gone. And we need to pray for the United States of America. Those of you who have some newfound understandings, I'll say, but God, we are to pray for those who would despitefully misuse us. And I don't really know the place that we are in. We've been here for 400 years, but not 400 years as citizens of this nation. And those of you who would have anger in your heart, remember, you may have just enough or just a drop enough to have compassion. I know it's hard, but we have to leave everything up to God. He knows the when, the who, and the why. And I thought about what it would feel like to go back, say, to Africa. But what do I know? It's like a child who was kidnapped, and we were our forefathers. And you learn the ways of your kidnapper. And you told that you came from basically nowhere. And they mistreated you, but you learn to adapt. Then they say, well, you can go home now. What does that mean? What does going home mean to me? Because I go back with the understanding of life and culture that I have adopted and have become reality to me, and take that somewhere where there is resentfulness and some acceptance, but you're a problem because you remind them, some, not all, of what some did to get you in the foreign land. So do you go back with the same culture, with the culture, your adopted culture? Or do you go back to embrace your previous culture? You can't go back and force people to adapt to you, where you have to go back and respect and learn to adapt to your native culture. It's a lot going on. But back to Maui. We need to pray for America, and we need to pray. I have asked, and I get things years in advance, and I have said that I need two people. That's all, like God knows, that's all. Who hear when I say something and not allow outside influences to distract them. I need two people who've been assigned to come along beside me and let's work this minute. It's just the remnant. It's just the peace. No fake. But who can hear it and not get tired? Who can hear it? Where is she going? And not get tired. Who can hear and not get tired when a request has been made? That's right. In this way, when you hear pray for America, you don't have to see it in advance But while we praying, everything's all right. And the bottom drop out. Yeah, we were doing that. And you tell people, oh, that's all you're doing? There's something wrong with that. We don't understand some things. We can pray and help to reverse, God will reverse some things. That's right. You need to know how to stand. And you don't have to share everything with everyone because everyone is not going to understand it. Everyone is not going to understand it. You know that. And 17. We thank the Lord for just so much. We thank the Lord for giving us some understanding. And when it was told, Isaiah told them that a child would be born. When Almighty God spoke the prophecy of Jesus coming to the earth to redeem man, look how long it was before it happened. But it happened. That's the one thing we have to realize, not when, but it will, did. It happened. It really happened. So what are we supposed to do? Trust God. When we get a word, we don't laugh at the person or say, oh, there they go again. That doesn't make any sense. And I understand why some, because it's not for them. So I'm praying and I'm asking God for two. Pray as long as it takes, if it's a century, two. If it's until your last breath, you pass it on to another and they take it. And you pass it on to another and they take it. Until God says enough is enough. That's right. We have to have that understanding. But I understand that everyone doesn't have that. Everyone is not an intercessor. I understand that. There are those who pray and it has to happen. Their understanding is it has to happen right away. But there are some durations. I know of a church that started praying for the church. I think it was in the 18th century. And it just went on and on. And now 200 years later or so, they're still praying. There are those who pick up the mantle. And that encouraged my soul when I saw that, because I do know that there are some who's looking to hear. And I'm talking about genuine. I'm not talking about half-steppers. I'm not talking about people sound like it and they got the sound good. It's two. Just two. And God will do what he will have done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is good. He is good to me. Can you put your hand on your heart and say, he's good to me. Father, you are good to me. And as I was moving before started, there are many gods on this earth. There are. And they're even teaching their names and things in schools. But who am I talking about? I'm talking about the only true and living God. The only one, the only true and living God. There is none other. No other. There is none other. The only true and living God, the maker, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. The maker, the creator of the heavens and the earth. That's what we're talking about. That's the one. Oh, yes, it is. That is the one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It taught me a very wonderful lesson this morning. Maybe I'll share it at some other time. But the stones, they do pass over. The fires, oh my God, they're very destructive. They're very destructive. And I know the waters are destructive, but the fires, Lord, oh my God, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. I have to pray for our children and grandchildren in these United States. The atmosphere, I have to change. Lord, I feel you, Jesus. The atmosphere have to change. There's got to be a shift in the God, I feel it. Yes, yes, Lord, a shift in the atmosphere. There's got to be a shift in the atmosphere. We have to trust that and know without a shadow of a doubt that when we speak, God hears us. When we cry out to him, he hears us. Yes, he does. Oh, God. Ooh. There's got to be a shift in the atmosphere. There's got to be a change. Oh, Lord, our God, how we need you. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we extol you, Almighty God. Father, we thank you, and we come in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, Almighty God, for you and you alone can help us. You and you alone. The only one who can help us. The only one who can lead us, the only one who can guide us, the only one who can protect us. Oh, God, hallelujah. Ooh, get all of the, oh, my God, all the teaching that is not right away from us. Cleanse us, Almighty God. Flush our minds, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, newness of life, Lord. Newness, your word, light in us, Almighty God, that we may be a light to the world. Hallelujah. Your word, light in us, must be a light into the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you for your mercy and thank you for your grace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your joy. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory be to your name. We thank you for your peace, Lord, that passes all understanding. Your joy that passes all understanding. Oh, mighty God, hallelujah. We thank you for forgiving us from all unrighteousness. Almighty God, forgive us for the sins that we committed, knowing and unknown. Almighty God, words spoken and not spoken, in attitude and deed, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, forgive us our faithlessness. Yes, our faithlessness. Yes, Lord, our lack of faith, Almighty God. More trusting on ourselves and not of you. Father, please forgive us. And we thank you for being Lord of our life. We thank you for being master of our life. We thank you for being king, for being our king, Almighty God. Yes, we do. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being king. Thank you, Lord, for being king. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being God of our life, the only true and living God. Thank you for being our Father, Almighty God. As our Savior said, my Father and I are one. Oh, said that you would come and sup with us, Almighty God. Hey, God, how we thank you. We welcome you. Oh, God. Oh, here, Almighty God, our heart. To receive you, Almighty God. Thank you for refreshing us and renewing us. Thank you for taking off all and everything that is not a part of you and part of your wish and your desire. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanks be to God Almighty. Yes, Lord, thank you. Oh, the people over in Hawaii, Almighty God. Breathe on that fire, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Cool fire, Almighty God, and cool my Savior. Ooh, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We know that you're God, Almighty God. Oh, protect the city. Ooh, God, we in this city, there are those of us who, oh, yeah, God, I feel you, who ask you to be Lord. Oh, not only of this city, but these United States. And we know So we have the people who sinned against you and you only. Oh, two gods cannot be in this city. Two gods cannot be in these United States. Open the eyes, open our eyes, Lord. Almighty God, who call themselves children of the Most High God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Protect our children and grandchildren. Lord, all over this earth, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless them and protect them, lead them and guide them. Give them instructions, Almighty God. Let them hear and know your voice, Almighty God. Protect them from danger seen and unseen. Ooh, God, let our prayers blanket them, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Almighty God. Yes, Lord, we pray for those that would despitefully misuse us and abuse us. Oh, God, we give you glory, and we bless your most holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing to see hope. Yes, Lord. Hope. All in the pathway of hope, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, all my those in dangerous situations and circumstances, guide them out, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let there be no lack. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for healing, emotional healing, physical healing, Almighty God. Thank you for allowing your healing virtue to flow through our bodies. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank the Lord for his mercy, his healing virtue. Thank him for his protection and all that he's done and doing for us. Hallelujah. I ask that you forgive me for that moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, look like the storm is subsiding over on this side. Hallelujah. I caught some thinking about Maui, whole island. My God. My God, my God, my God, my God. The children of God, we as children of God, we really need to move a lot of, all of us, a lot of things that distract us. And we need to sackcloth it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to sackcloth it. Yeah. We need to get in some sackcloth. Yeah. And for those who say it doesn't take all of that, you know, all well and good. But we need to sackcloth some things. Yes, we do. I mean, you call it old-fashioned, but I can't understand that. When prayer got to be old-fashioned? When calling on the name of the Lord got to be old-fashioned? When I start to say something, it's just amazing, and I just never thought that I would live. I never thought this would exist. What I'm seeing now on the earth, I just never thought. And I knew that at some point in time in the future, some of this would happen, but I heard it, but I could not, there was no way that I could have believed. But then when you look back, you see the seed, and it had to grow. It had to grow. The seed was going to grow. And when we begun to say we're not going to treat our children like our parents treated us, I think we went too far. Mm-hmm. Because of some of your great-grandchildren, I know you never thought would be in the places or the mindset that we're in now. You know, basically in America, it was just, it has blossomed into a melting pot. And who are Christians, I don't like, are believers, we didn't hold our ground and we didn't hold our territory. We let everybody do their thing and we just not doing nothing. And all this stuff is in the atmosphere. We need some prayer, real prayer, genuine sackcloth prayer. All of us need, and none of us be above it. We need to pray. My brothers and sisters, there's some real prayer, not so you can sound big and get a lot of people and get a lot of likes and get a lot of money. We have sinned against our God. Here comes my Savior. All that he's done for us, we have sinned against him. Father, please. We have sinned against the God. Almighty. We worship him for things. We worship him because we have the things that we wanted. We're talking about the God of our salvation. Who listened to this, who blessed man, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning was the fifth day, not a sixth day. Listen. And God said, let the earth bring forth, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, bless his most holy name. The image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God gave man dominion over the works of his hand on this earth, and we need to repent, because look what we have done to the earth. We've killed, murdered, greed ran rampant. Killing means nothing. And Genesis, the 9th chapter, God's covenant. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that move upon the earth and upon all the fish of the sea. Unto your hands are they delivered. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, my Lord? Every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you, even as the green herbs have I given you all things. The flesh with life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hands of every beast, will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whosoever sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shared. For in the image of God, for in the image of God made he man. This is after the flood. Whosoever shed man's blood, by man shall his blood be shared, for in the image of God made he man. And you be ye fruitful and multiply, bringing forth abundantly in the earth and multiply thereon. Earth got so bad, he destroyed all but one family and some beasts and some fowls. And this is the new covenant. We couldn't even keep that. And we have, I'm not going to go, but we need to pray. We need to get rid of all this fake stuff. We need the power, the whole. Ooh, God, we thank you and bless your name. To release, we need to move pride out the way. Some God testing us with prosperity, and we flunking the test. We have the audacity to turn our nose up and talk about a brother or a sister because they don't have material things. But which is more important? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost are material things. Jesus, Yeshua, are material things. Favor with the Almighty God are material things. Which is important? Eternal life or what you have on this earth? We need to get right with God. We all need to get right with him. Get right with God. You don't want that shaking to come. You have the nerve to value somebody's clothes that they have on their bodies and laugh. How dare you? God has saved you. God has healed you. God has delivered you. And you're going to laugh and make fun. Repent. There's a lot of other stuff we're doing, too, that's not right. And we, God, please forgive us. Please forgive us for every sin that we have committed against you. Word, thought, and deed. Word, thought, and deed. How dare 45 cents value can think they're better than another 45 cents value? How dare? Child of God, turning their nose and laughing at a child of God who may have to, they may have to come to and repent and pray and come to that person to pray for them or pray for their loved ones. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. How dare you think you could be better? Have you looked in the mirror lately? 45 cents. Don't do it. As you can go to a certain store and buy clothes, don't do it. Or something could happen and you won't even know you have on clothes or can put on clothes. Come on, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do it. You know better. Get right with God. Get right. Not so we can look deep around our friends. Hey, No, you ain't got it. You ain't got it when you do that. I'll cause you to be a betrayal of a friend because you think you better. How? 45 cents? Hey, how? We need to be on one accord. We need to be the ambassadors that God has sent us here to be. And we need to be the soldiers that God has ordained us to be. That's right. Think about that. Soldiers in the army of the Lord. A soldier is mindful of his brothers and his team. And will defend his team. Don't treat yourself so cheap. Don't treat yourself so cheap. Please don't. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't treat yourself so cheap. God values you. He put his value. And he valued us enough to send his son to come to this earth. But don't cheapen yourself. Yeah, that. Don't cheapen yourself. Don't cheapen yourself. Sometimes you end up devaluing yourself when you think you're making yourself look big and better than. Check, check. Check, check. That's right. Check, check. Check, check. Check yourself. And, oh, goodness gracious. How we put somebody else above us and make them. And we didn't realize a lot of times we've worshiped people and made them better than us. We need to repent. We all need to repent because we did some stuff. We made and created some things that should not have been. As children of God, yes, I say every 45 cents, but listen to this. As children of God, you have power. We have anointing power. You are walking in the light. You're walking above and not beneath. You have power to walk in a way that is pleasing to our God. And when you're in that light and in that way, in that pathway, there's power because you're communicating with the Almighty God. You are communicating with the Almighty God. Yeah. His love is flowing through you. Yes. You hear his voice. He speaks to you. Yes. Well, your heart is clean. Yes. He's dwelling, the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. Ooh, that's the same spirit that hovers over the earth. Yes, yes, yes. That is now who you are. You weren't born the desires of your mother and father, but the true one, the Almighty God, you have his DNA. Because you're his child. Yes. Ooh. Glory to God. You're the child of the Most High God. His value is what's important. But when you were operating from the world perspective, say your value is 45 cents. God can take that 45 cents and make greatness. Ooh-wee. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. What did she say? Yeah, turn that worldly stuff loose. That's what she said. All right, I have to acknowledge I don't have my glasses on, okay, so I'm trying to read. But I just had that moment that just stuck. I don't understand it. I just got stuck. That moment. God is good. Hallelujah. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. Oh, Lord, I thank you. 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 Oh, no deception. Oh, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I praise your name, Almighty God. I'd like to invite you to join us at 674 Mount Zion Road in Jonesboro, Georgia, 674 Mount Zion Road in Jonesboro, Georgia, Suite B. We are gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministries in Houston every Sunday at 11:30 and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Now, benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, fullness before the presence of his glory, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. Bless you and thank you. Hallelujah. Until Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., God bless. Don't forget, less entertainment and more prayer. God bless.